This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This has been a terrible year for a lot of things, for people and for businesses, for whole industries as well. California's wine industry among them. It started with a grape glut earlier this year. Then the coronavirus cut into sales. And now all the fires you've been hearing about have damaged or destroyed property at more than a dozen wineries in Napa. And grapes could wind up being smoke damaged, all of which are threatening the livelihoods of tens of thousands of winery workers, as KQED's Sam Harnett reports.
Here's how Guillermo Herrera sums it up.
It's one thing after another, man. 2020 is the worst year I've ever seen in my life, and I've been doing this for over 20 years.
Herrera and his wife, Angelica, run the Gerencia de Valle company in the Napa Valley. They have a crew of up to 100 workers to manage vineyards for other wineries. His workers are loading up boxes to harvest grapes. The growers want them picked before they get too much exposure to smoke. Yeah. Smoke taint, as it's called in the industry, can ruin wine. And with about 4 million acres already burned in California this year, there has been a lot of smoke. This is endangering the livelihoods of the workers in the industry. Some 65,000 people, according to the Wine Institute, a California-based advocacy group.
Everybody's spooked.
Many winemakers are refusing to buy grapes from growers, or they're leaving their own grapes on the vine with the hope of collecting insurance money if the grapes are found to have smoke taint. This means people doing the harvesting are out of work.
I'm getting calls left and right, day in, day out, of folks looking to work. The amount of grapes that have been rejected is just, you know, five or six of my clients are not going to pick any of their fruit this year. Zero.
In the vast majority of cases, these grapes will make great wine.
John Aguirre is president of the California Association of Wine Grape Growers. Grapes can actually be tested for smoke taint, but Aguirre says it can take 30 days to get results.
There isn't the ability to do testing and get results in a real-time basis to make decisions.
All the smoke comes on the heels of COVID. An analysis by Aguirre's association calculates that the pandemic has already caused $400 million in losses for a grape crop that's usually worth $4 billion. The association estimates that smoke could do just as much damage or even more.
It's going to be tough. It was difficult this year. I think it's going to be worse next year.
Enrique Lopez has a wine brand called Encanto Vineyards based in St. Helena. He also employs up to 100 people to harvest grapes. His crew got hit hard by COVID.
First, our supervisor, main supervisor, got in April, got the COVID. And then after that, there was one of our, another foreman, got a positive.
Lopez says he pays workers to quarantine if they feel sick. In August, his own family became ill.
My wife, my little one, which is 9 months, was 9 months, my mother-in-law who's here visiting, everybody got COVID.
Back in the field, fellow vineyard manager Guillermo Herrera is about to head out to harvest. He and his crew are now wearing masks both for the smoke and a deadly virus that attacks the respiratory system.
We have to make sure that our crop is saved and that we can continue to work that crop so that we can eat and we can feed our families.
Herrera says his priority right now is to make sure his employees have work. He's taking jobs at lower pay for growers without insurance policies who are hoping to salvage their grapes before the chance of any more smoke damage. In the Napa Valley, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.